Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 4th of August. The United States is offering the normal initial weekly jobless claims data. This typically generates a flicker of attention, but the attention may start to increase further in the coming months. The dividing line between economic slowdown and economic slump could well be defined by how secure people feel in their employment. Job security allows savings to be used to offset falling real incomes. Job insecurity means savings are hoarded and consumption starts to resemble the weakness that is seen in real pay bargaining power. There are signs that the US labour market is levelling off, although investors should not overinterpret job loss announcements like those of the US grocer Walmart yesterday. There will also be frictions in the labour market as the structural shifts of the economy in the pandemic and, more significant, the fourth industrial revolution will create both geographic and skills mismatches. The US trade balance is also due today. The focus on trade is starting to shift away from how much supply is flowing around the world and towards how much moderation of demand there is around the world, at least as far as goods demand is concerned. The US is seeing slowing demand for specific products. Durable goods, which are about a third of the goods element of US consumer price inflation, are experiencing the most dramatic disinflation in history as a result of demand moderation. The Bank of England meets to decide on policy today. Unlike the European Central Bank, the bank has not given explicit forward guidance. The governor has signalled a willingness to consider a 50 basis point rate increase without the firm commitment that the Fed or the ECB were giving before they trashed the credibility of their statements. There is an important difference between not offering forward guidance and deceiving markets with fake forward guidance. One reason for not offering forward guidance is the uncertainty surrounding future fiscal policy. Oxford PPE graduate Sunak and Oxford PPE graduate Truss have very different approaches to fiscal policy. Governor Bailey is not a PPE graduate and indeed went to a very different university altogether, but has enough economic knowledge to know that should Oxford PPE graduate Truss be the next Prime Minister, the job of the Bank of England governor is likely to be to raise rates significantly to offset the high inflation fiscal policies that Truss is offering. German factory orders data were a little stronger than expected in June, although, remarkably, the previous month's data was not revised stronger. Messer of the US Federal Reserve is on the speaker's agenda, but otherwise things remain relatively quiet. That's all for today. Have a good day.